Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. All right. Earning his money, everybody. That's right.
See what you're going to do.
One syllable for every 700 sentences I utter, I get paid the same goddamn amount.
If I speak up, it's, don't you smell a joke coming?
Quiet down.
See what I'm saying?
How dare you try to steal my thunder in front of the band. Mike, Joe, and Chester are all here from Lincoln Park. This is a band that impressed Dr. Drew and
you.
And me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying I'm easily impressed, but with you,
it's
unless
difficult.
There's a fat chick in a Viking helmet and a chest plate singing, you're not easily impressed.
That's true.
And that's exactly what we bring to the table.
Yeah.
That describes the band.
We happened to see Lincoln Park when the mother station, K-Rock, out here was doing the Fantabulous Acoustic Christmas. And we don't usually see too many bands, but we always see the band before the next band that we have to announce.
Right.
Because they always get us out there too early.
Yes.
And then we stand around and watch the bands, pretty much the full set of the band before we bring the next band out.
And usually we stand there and complain about the band.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, we sound like the old guys from the Muppets. These kids, what are they listening to?
Oi.
This is noise. This is not music. I can't tap my foot to this.
What's coming next? Oh, my God.
Speaking of the horn, I can't hear you. But Lincoln Park was up, and Drew and I and myself were very, very impressed. We really
enjoyed
it.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, Drew.
I'm going to cry now.
And this wasn't, we didn't know you guys were coming on the show or anything. Drew just kept looking at me going, hey, these guys are
no,
really
I said,
good.
Isn't this is not what I said, but isn't this what those other bands are supposed to be?
Yes,
oh,
you did say
you
that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Damn. Yeah, he did say that. So there you go. Very high praise from Dr.
You should
Drew.
See the look on Mike's face right now.
Holy crap. That's true. Jeez.
Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. We will hear something off of that. I think we'll do, since Lincoln Park is, you guys are a relatively new band.
Yes.
And people around the country are just getting familiar with your work. We ought to hear one of the hits so everyone can put the band with the song, put them together, and then when we come back, they'll know who we're talking about. All right? If they don't already know. Anderson, you queued up over there?
One Step Closer is the song.
Here it is. Hey, there you go. It's the band there. It's Lincoln Park. Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. And just so it doesn't sound like I'm doing all the talking for the band, you guys lean into that mic and tell us where we can find you, what's coming up, what to look for.
Well, you can always find us on our website, which is lincolnpark.com. And
maybe I spell that just for the uninitiated.
Just in case somebody hasn't seen the name around, it's spelled Linkin. And we've been around for, you know, about 4.5 years.
A new band, Adam, like you said.
And, they are a relatively
new
band.
They're
new
on the scene.
But this is our first record that we've ever made.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that does kind of count as kind of like a new thing.
Album's been out for 6 months. So basically at this point, we're coming up on our very first headlining tour. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're taking out Taproot with us.
In a week.
And is he doing the whole country?
Yeah, pretty much. We're starting up in Seattle, working the West Coast for about a third of the tour, and then the other two-thirds are trying to get back east.
So if people want to find out some of those dates, they can go onto the website?
Of course.
That's right.
The website actually knows more than we do.
Yeah.
Amazingly, the people that actually run the website end up getting the information before the band does. It's kind of amazing.
All right, let's hop on the phones and speak to Deanna. Deanna?
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah. My question is, my boyfriend and I, we were having sex, and the condom, it fell off. It, like, just fell off. And we were using, like, spermicidal lubrication, and he didn't ejaculate. I mean, we stopped when we found out that it did. And I wanted to know, like, the chances of, like, if I could get pregnant or not. Like, how bad would it be?
Is he a dribbler?
Yeah.
He is a dribbler.
You know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Jesus, I wish someone knew that about me when I was 16.
No kidding.
Yeah.
22 years later, no one knows.
Okay, well.
But you had the spermicidal jelly. Is that worth a damn?
Not really. It really isn't. When did this happen?
Well, why use it then?
It's a good question. It's sort of a just-in-case thing.
Well, this is it.
Last night. It happened last night.
The thing to do is get the morning after pill. Absolutely, this is the perfect time for that. You have another 24 hours to get it. You know what that is?
Yeah, I do.
It's not RU486. It's either Prevent or Plan B or Overall or Low Overall. There's different ways to get it. Just take the pill. It's within 3 days of this kind of contact, any kind of unprotected sexual contact. Mm-hmm. Usually it's two pills that period of time, and then two pills 12 hours later, and it prevents pregnancy with about 75% effectiveness. And it does it by preventing the eggs from being released, just like your birth control pill would work normally.
Right.
And you also might want to consider having more than one condom.
That's
wearing
right.
more than one condom?
Or just having more than one available.
Yeah, but once it slips off, that's it.
Yeah.
She's exposed.
That's true.
You didn't dribbler.
You didn't even ask her if she wanted to have
character.
The kid. What, is she like 16?
She's 16.
Yeah. All right.
I recommend tape.
Hey,
Scotch or masking.
Hey, a pipe cleaner will work nicely. Yeah, watch the circulation, do permanent damage. Deanna?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not the most flattering sign when the thing just falls off.
For him. not for her.
Or for the young lady. I mean, it means that maybe there was a certain arousal situation that wasn't there.
Or a certain anatomic proportion.
Yeah,
issue.
how's he doing there?
Well, he was like way up on top and kept pulling it like all the way out, and it just kind of like fell out.
I see.
Yeah. She misses the point of what you're getting after here.
Right, right. It may have gotten caught on a rogue pubic hair. That's happened to me a time or two.
Actually, you know, the feathers that stick out of the comforter sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. A little gust of wind gets caught up under there.
Yeah.
Flip it like an Indy car going 200 right. miles an hour. Rachel?
Hi.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
Yeah. I wanted to say, Adam, you're funny. I like you.
Great.
My mom loves you, too.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk to Linkin Park. You guys are cool. I never listened to that type of music before, and I heard it on MTV. And then, like, I just went out and I bought the CD, and I love every single song. And I just wanted to know, like, what inspired you guys?
Inspired.
People like you. Seriously, actually, growing up with all these different types of music that we enjoy, we've all enjoyed, you know, different styles, punk rock, hip-hop.
You guys are from LA,
music.
Right?
Yeah, the majority of us are from L.A. and
Glendale?
Yeah,
the two of us are from Glendale area. Chester's actually the only one who's not from L.A.
Yeah, they actually found me 600 miles away in Phoenix somehow. And so, but we all got together, and we pretty much, the whole idea was just to try to cross as many bridges of music that we could and bring in all the different things that inspired us and that we enjoy. So I'm glad that you like it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because, like, I was hearing, like, the hip-hop in there, and that's what really got me. And also, my boyfriend just dumped me, and I've been listening to the song In the End, and, like, I just completely can relate with that song. I mean, I like every single song, but that song, that's my song right there.
Right, it's about anal sex.
Really good. You know? I love
you. What?
Oh, no, thanks, Rachel.
The band is flattered, Rachel.
Before Adam abuses you any further.
No, I was just explaining
Rachel.
The song. I read the liner notes. Robert?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Not much. I just want to say Linkin Park, you guys rule.
Thank you very much.
And Adam, you're one of my heroes.
Well, thank you.
And I'm watching Loveline right now, the trampoline.
The man show.
Yeah, it's like
that's right.
Best show ever on television.
Why, thank you.
The other week I was in a fight at school, and he kicks me in the balls. And particularly my left one is really hurting, and I have to lie down for it to stop hurting.
Why don't you see a doctor about this?
I told my parents, and they said they'll take me in a couple of days, but I'm just wondering what it might be.
Is it school?
A couple of days.
Yeah, that's nothing to wait for, dude, Robert.
You might want to get on a bus and get down to the doctor on your own.
Absolutely.
Oh, honey, don't worry. It's okay. It'll be fine. Just massage it.
Just
a
walk
bit.
It off.
Is it swollen up?
Wait till the keg's empty.
Is it
It'll
swollen?
It'll go flat, for Christ's sake.
Just take another hit of this. You'll be okay.
Is there swelling?
It seems a little bigger than the right one.
Yeah, you can fracture. They can die. They can be an emergency. You can get peritonitis. I mean, it is a very serious issue. If you're having that much pain, does the pain go up into the abdomen at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get seen right away. Yeah. This is not something to wait for. If the pain gets bad tonight, you got to go to the emergency room tonight.
Yeah, it's not like a pair of teeth. They don't grow back.
That's right.
The last one of these I saw was from a hockey puck, and it was there was a fracture, just like a hard boiled egg, just cracked open.
Oy vey.
And they were able to sew it back up.
Robert?
Yeah.
But they left the puck in. Robert? did he intentionally kick in the nuts?
Yeah, I think so.
The fight.
Well, I know, but sometimes you're rolling around, you take a knee in the groin or something. Were you on the ground and he just kicked you right in the nuts?
I was standing there, I threw a punch at him, and then he kicked me with his left foot right in the balls.
Let me see, do you think that was intentional?
Yes.
Yes, it was
very. Yeah, but Robert was like, maybe it was. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what
do you mean? You should take pointers from that, too. Maybe you should go for the nut shot first.
Yeah, I'll do that next time.
You start with the nuts, and then you make your way to the nuts.
Okay.
That's what my dad and mom used to tell me, by the way. Tony?
Hello?
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey.
What's up? I had a question. I was adopted at birth, thank God. And, I just found out recently that my real mom is trying to sort of track me down.
How did you come upon that information?
Because I found a note that, totally coincidentally, that was left out by my mom that was, like, from her. And my adopted mom didn't, like, show it to me. And I was sort of, you know, I'm, like, now just questioning the whole thing. And I'm just, like, thinking about it all the time. And it's always in my mind. And
What do you mean, a note?
I mean,
hold,
I know.
Hold on a second there. Hold on.
Sherlock?
Take a breath there. The note from when you were adopted 20 years ago or a new note?
No, it was about a year ago.
A year ago. And your mom just was rummaging through some things and pulled it out and left it on the kitchen table? What happened here?
It was sort of, I just found it in a drawer that she probably, like, just stuffed it in randomly to hide.
And what exactly did the note say?
It was just like, I've just been interested in, you know, just sort of trying to, just, she wanted to see me.
Well, it's sort of like Pandora's.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
I'm still a little confused here. Did mom... is in contact with...
Yes.
With biological mom and adopted mom are in contact.
Yes, a year ago.
A year ago. But maybe in contact after this,
yes,
too.
Yes, right.
So they have a relationship.
We don't know. Maybe the letter was sent, the adopted mom never responded.
Maybe an open adoption?
Okay. What's that?
I think my real mom just dropped it off in the mailbox.
How do you know? Did your mom...
I'm not quite sure that, like, they talked or anything, because my mom's really trying to hide it.
Okay.
My adopted mom.
Why don't you... It's sort of as though Pandora's box has been opened. Why don't you go ahead and bring it up with your adopted mom? Because it's something that's bothering you.
Okay.
And you should have a chance to at least sort of deal with it with her. If she has a very strong feeling and a reason why you shouldn't make contact, maybe you'll sort of settle down about it. And also being able to sort of share these kinds of feelings with her might help them subside a little bit.
Okay.
Believe me, we get this call pretty now and then.
Oh, yeah, at least every 4 years.
Yeah, and inevitably...
What are you talking about? We don't get this.
What's our advice to these guys usually, though?
Because suicide.
Yeah.
No, but usually happens when they find their adopted parents.
Oh, it's always... Listen.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed with my real parents. Where do you find...
Yeah, no.
Where do you find them? I mean, these are horrible people. They're usually, you know, drug addicts and stuff. They're unfit. That's why they gave you up.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
All right, well, don't, you know, here's what to do. Set your expectation level very low.
Of, like, not trying to stir up anything bad again, you know?
Well, our thing is...
It was, like, for good that I was adopted, I guess.
Well, listen, you know? your adopted parents have dedicated their lives to raising you. They've, you know, put a big piece of themselves into it.
I love them.
That's right.
From the bottom of my
heart.
And
this, finding the biological parents may be something you need to do, but realize it usually is quite a disappointment.
Okay, maybe a little later or something.
But certainly worth talking to your adopted mom about because it's bugging you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And you're 20. It's time to try and fly out of the nest.
Oh, no, I'm on my own.
Oh, you are?
Hell no. Think I live at home?
I don't know.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're calling Loveline.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm watching the Man Show right now.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, yeah, it is good times.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, I'd like to say...
No, that's enough. Tony's giving me a headache.
Yeah, we don't like testimonials, do we? I'd like to say... That's it. Don't start any statement I love line with. And one more thing where I'd like to say...
Yeah, any declarations or shout-outs are frowned on. All right, well, he's out of the house. I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a factor?
Yeah.
All right, I think he's a man now. He can support himself.
Make his own
choices. He can do what he wants. Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I've never enjoyed any kind of physical contact, like kissing or anything like that. And I was just wondering if there's something wrong with me.
Did you ever have anything happen to you that might lead to this?
No, never.
Is it just kissing or is it all kinds of physical contact?
Well, I've been too uncomfortable with kissing itself to even move on from that.
Really?
Could you be gay?
Well, I'm not really attracted to women. I mean, it doesn't do anything for me.
Are you attracted to men?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you on any medication?
Well, now.
What are you on?
Effexor and Ativan and some stuff for some pneumonia.
Are you an addict also?
No.
You didn't do a bunch of drugs at one time?
Never.
Okay. The Effexor can kind of shut you down, not as much as some of the serotonin reuptake drugs, but when you're on these antidepressants, sometimes things like kissing and physical contact seems like almost repulsive. It's like, oh, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the medicines might be adding to something, and you have
she's always been this way.
I understand, and she has a mood disturbance, which might be creating it, and then whatever circumstances surrounding her becoming down with a mood disturbance, other than biology, might be contributing to this.
A mood disturbance? Is there anything I can do about that?
Yeah, you can take your Effexor.
Okay.
Were your parents, were they close with you?
Yeah, oh, always.
Really?
Yeah.
Too close?
No.
Just healthy close?
Yeah, very healthy close.
Your dad didn't take baths with you, when you were 17 or anything?
Disgusting.
You know, have you just, is there a psychiatrist prescribing the Effexor and the Ativan?
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him or her about these feelings?
Oh, no.
You got to do that. Because that's something you shouldn't have to suffer with, and there probably is treatment available for you.
Okay.
But the important thing is people don't bring this stuff up with their doctors. They don't realize that it can be treated as part of sort of what they should expect to feel better about themselves.
Well, I wouldn't do it because I've seen enough porn movies to know that they're going to end up making out and the doctor's going to do it right in the office.
I see.
No, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Girl doctor. I don't think that's
going to
happen. That happens there, too.
Yeah, they got those movies, too.
You bring it up, Jessica, okay?
Okay.
That's an important thing for you.
All right,
baby. Good times, though, right? Yeah, okay. I guess not. All right, Linkin Park is the band tonight who's in the Loveline studio. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to John, who's 16, had sex with his stepsister.
Ooh.
Want to know if it... what? What's it say? Did it cause he was... did it because he was horny.
All right. Nice.
We'll...
humanist.
Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That be Dr. Drew over there. Mike, Joe, and Chester are all here from Linkin Park. We will hear something else off of the Hybrid Theory CD a little bit later on in the show. But as promised, when we left off, we're going to go back to John, who's 16 years old, had sex with a stepsister. John?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old's your stepsister?
17.
Yeah. And how long had you known her before you nailed her?
Probably like 2 years.
Yeah. Was it kind of weird?
Yeah, at first, but then, I don't know, I just went with it. She wanted to put the moves on.
So she initiated this?
Yeah.
How long, did you know her before she became
your
stepsister?
Well, if you want to call falling asleep in front of the TV initiating,
that's right.
Sex.
How dare she?
So she came on to you?
Yeah.
Were you guys intoxicated at all?
No, not really. I had a few beers, but I wasn't intoxicated.
Sure.
I had a 16. Few beers.
Yeah, I know what it's like. You come home from the 11th grade, you want to unwind. Loosen up the tie, throw down the peachy folder, grab a couple of highballs, kick your feet up. It's been a long day. PE, ceramics class, counselor breathing down your neck. Man's got to unwind.
Well, our parents were gone all night, so we planned a drink anyway, but then... I don't know, she started making moves.
Did you guys know each other before you became related?
No.
Oh, this is just more evidence of...
you can't do it.
Yeah.
We act surprised that it does happen, but we should be surprised that it doesn't happen. I mean, you take a couple, they're now 16 and 17, but you take like a 14 and 15-year-old, a couple attractive male and female, put them together, put them on the same roof, separate them by 3 feet of hallway... What do you think is going to happen?
Absolutely.
I mean, if a guy will get on a beanbag chair, for Christ's sake, he'll get on a stepsister.
People should think about that, because that really sums it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like looking at the beanbag chair, looking at the step sister.
Life lessons on love.
I mean, usually the beanbag chair, it's like that cartoon where the guys are on a deserted island. One turns into a hot dog, that turns into a hamburger.
Exactly.
Usually the beanbag chair will take form.
And turns into a buxom blonde.
But when there's actually one there, he might accidentally go over and get the real one.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Are you guys in love?
No, I don't know. It's just really weird now, though, like, because I live with her, and I have to look at her, and it's kind of awkward now.
Yeah, no kidding.
But are there feelings?
I don't know. I don't, like, love her like a girlfriend, but she's, like, hot.
Great. Are there other siblings?
No.
Is this something that...
Has it happened more than once?
No, only that time.
Okay.
But I don't know how she feels now or anything. I just know that I feel awkward.
She may be into you.
No, I'm bye-bye.
Why not?
It's totally unhealthy.
How long ago did this happen?
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
All right. Well, listen, 2 weeks is a lifetime. If nothing happens since, it's probably not going to happen again. Don't get drunk with her when you're sitting around the house. Just pretend like nothing happened and move on.
You have to really establish boundaries in this family system because it is a terribly unhealthy precedent.
Put some hay bales in front of your door.
Hey, listen, if I were in that house, there'd be like steel boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
He'd have it chained up in the yard.
Absolutely. But
listen to yourself once in a while. Right. I mean, listen, there are a couple of teenagers who, you know, met 18 months ago or something. What are you supposed to tell them?
Ideally.
You know what I mean?
You wonder
they
what
don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
I mean, they might as well just, you know, taken the same class together. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But there's just a certain wall of respect there that you shouldn't cross.
It suggests there's something going on with his stepsister. The fact that she, you know, a year
initiated
into it's not like initiating it with a blood sibling, but the fact that she didn't respect the boundaries in the household and was sort of acting out. He's just going with it because he's 16.
He's a guy 16. Exactly. What do you expect? Right. All right, beanbag. All right, so John.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't do anything else.
All right.
And enjoy, you know.
Maybe not being alone with her, good idea, if you can organize that.
Can I say, Dr. Drew, you rock. I mean, everyone calls in and says Adam and, hey, Linkin Park, but no one ever calls in.
No, that's right, they don't.
See, that's why, John. Thank you, John. Thanks, John. In fact, you didn't make Anderson to completely eradicate that comment.
Yeah, we usually
make
use of that six-second delay so we can go back and take out the flattering thing said about Drew. We'll get that in the final edit before the East Coast feed tomorrow. Mark?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
All right. Let me say how much I love Linkin Park. I saw you guys in Dallas with TOD.
Thank you very much.
Word.
And, a few weeks ago, I found my girlfriend. We were at a club, and she walks off for about, I don't know, 2 hours. She disappears, and I meet up with her later on that night. After she totally vanishes, and she comes back over to my apartment, and she's like, some guys took me or whatever. And she thought she's got all these numbers in her pocket, like three different numbers. I don't know who they're to. I tried to call
all
three of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All sure,
right.
Mark. Good night.
bad prank call.
Yeah, and you could tell there's a problem the way it dragged on. Already we were like, whoa.
He was reading from a script or something.
What was that squeak sound?
I know. We have these, like, long-winded, open-ended prank calls.
Figure it out before you dial the number.
Yell the F word and hang up, for Christ's sake. What's going on? These short stories with no endings. And he can't even keep it together during what I would call just the sort of body
intro,
of the story.
Yeah.
She had this dude's phone number.
It's like one of the pirates of the Pirates of the Caribbean, just drinking and laughing.
Sarah?
Oh, hi.
You're 14.
Hi. Dr. Drew, Adam, you guys are great. Linga Park, you guys are cool, too.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Basically, my problem is my mom is a drug addict, and I know this because I found the paraphernalia in her room.
For what kind of drugs?
Cocaine, I believe.
Yeah. What'd you find?
I found the drug, and I found blades and straws.
Okay.
And mirrors. And I thought she'd quit after, you know, about a year ago. I thought she'd quit, but
Did she go for treatment? Was she involved in a program?
No, I was just sort of stupid and just thought that she gave it up on her own.
Yeah.
And but I found out today that my sister's friend's mom is her drug dealer.
Nice.
And I just wanted to know, you know, what to do about it.
This is going to sound harsh, but frankly, the way you really get the attention of people that are causing harm to their family because of drugs is...
Fire.
No, law enforcement.
I see.
I mean, when you know a deal's going down, just call police.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that... I don't know.
That's what somebody did. That's what happened to... what's the actor that just caught in Palm Springs?
Martin Short?
No.
I don't know.
Come on.
Fred McMurray?
Robert.
Robert Downey Jr.
Somebody, they knew he was in there with drugs, and they reported.
Called the cops.
And that's why he's back in treatment.
We got a Golden Globe tonight.
But the cool thing about that guy is that he's not related, and it's not his mom. I think that's really hard to do. Is there like a family member, like your grandparents you can talk to? Maybe they could...
Well, I think that they know about it, but... Mm-hmm. They're not really doing anything about it.
This is sort of a group of people that are steeped in denial and don't know what to do about it.
But hold on. Let's explore other alternatives before she rants her own mom out, because she's going to be there when the cops show up. It's going to be a tough scene for a 14-year-old. You have any older sisters or older brothers?
No, I'm the oldest. I have a lot of younger siblings. So.
Yeah. Oh, how old are they?
They range from a couple of months.
Oh, my God. 12. Okay, that's why people are letting this just go.
Yeah, okay. And what about your dad or dads? Are they around?
Yeah, they're sort of around. I don't live with them.
Yeah. Is there anybody you trust? Any adult you trust?
Not really.
Nobody. No counselor at school? No neighbor? No church member? Anything like that?
No, not really.
Could you find someone?
Maybe.
Because you really do need some help with
How's she going to find somebody?
School, church, as you suggested.
Yeah, but I mean, what's that going to be like?
Going and talking to someone, getting help.
Well, I know, but if she doesn't already have that relationship, it's going to be tough to strike
up. It's going to be tough, but it's better than not having someone.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
So there's nobody, does your mom have a brother or sister, an uncle or an aunt for you?
Yeah, she has an aunt, but I mean, I don't know. She's sort of always siding with my mom, and they all believe that, I mean, my grandparents know about it, but I just don't know. I don't think they're really helping.
Well, certainly you can go to those family members that are aware and raise the ante a little bit.
I would enlist their help. I would go to grandma and grandpa or her sister and talk to them, although God knows what kind of shape they're in. But talk to them and tell them that you need to devise a strategy and something needs to be done on behalf of the kids.
She needs treatment. She really does. And it's not going to stop by itself. And the biology of cocaine is extraordinarily powerful.
Yeah,
and she needs help.
Yeah.
She's sick.
All right.
And she should get that. If she can't be awakened to that reality, then somebody's got to shake her into it.
Tough love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry you got to be the parent, Sarah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You've probably been that way. Probably should have been the parent her whole life.
Have you been the parent your whole life?
Well, sort of.
Did you drive yourself home from the hospital?
Yeah, but she probably drove some of her siblings home.
I'm sure.
Well,
she could have driven.
All right. All right. True, shut up. You're so melodramatic.
But you were going with it.
I was there for a second, and I thought, shut up, you retard. You know what you're talking about. Sarah?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Talk to your grandmother. Talk to your aunt and see what you can work out.
Talk to as many people as you can.
And you need to go to, like, Al-Anon or something like
Alateen.
That. Or Alateen. And work on your
Get
stuff,
some support,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
By the way, why is it melodramatic to say that she drove her siblings home from the hospital, but it's not to say that she drove herself home from the hospital when she was born?
I was using hyperbole and artistic license to make a point.
I was using irony.
No.
No, I was not.
No, you're not yours. You were using crapetry is what you were using. Matthew?
Yes.
You're 21. What's up?
I've been having, when I am sexually aroused, like at foreplay,
mm-hmm.
I've just suddenly been start to sneeze.
Has this always been the case when you've sort of gotten aroused?
Not always. It's not when I masturbate,
so
or
it's just when you're with a person.
Correct.
Are you obsessive compulsive or something?
I wouldn't really
He sounds it, but why do you associate that with sneezing?
Just because maybe it's a reaction to something. I don't know, because some people
basically
have...
Chester's obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, I'm obsessive compulsive too.
Do you sneeze when you get around?
Well, no, I have. You know, when I travel, all my bags have to be properly placed, and they have to stay in that way. So I kind of understand that, but like maybe it's a
you're afraid
a
the plane will go down if it's not
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it makes perfect sense if you think about it. But, I mean, don't make fun of the band. But why did the sneezing part sort of trigger
that,
something in you?
It just sounds like something an obsessive compulsive person would do.
Interesting. He sounds obsessive compulsive.
Yeah,
it just sounds
something in me just triggered.
That is really interesting.
Matthew?
Interesting. Yes, sir.
Would you call yourself obsessive compulsive?
Not really. I mean, ever since I took a microbiology class, I've been washing my hands a lot. But
you do. Uh-huh. And do you wipe your ass after number two?
I
label anyone who wipes their ass after number two obsessive compulsive.
That's right.
That's right.
Doesn't avail themselves of the hose.
That's right. Matthew?
Yes, sir.
And is it the kind of thing where you sort of decided that you're going to do it, and so now, from this day forth, you do it?
No, it was honestly what happened was it was one of those things where I was with my ex-girlfriend, my currently ex-girlfriend, and it just happened and didn't think about it very much. It was just like, oh, okay, I sneezed. Then it started happening again, like constantly every time that we would have sex. And it actually... it was one of those things that it was embarrassing at first, but then you kind of got used to it and we started laughing at it. Like when we were out at Walmart or something, I'd sneeze and she'd give me a funny look like I wanted to have sex right then.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Do you have allergies?
Bee stings.
And this is not something, it's not as though I've never heard of this before, because I have. And it makes some sense that during arousal, there's all sorts of changes in your vascular tone, and there may be some dilatation of the vessels in the nose, and things may ooze a little bit, may trigger some sneezing.
All right, so what do you think?
I think it's just one of those things.
What can you do?
What I don't understand is why it started all of a sudden with this person.
And it keeps happening.
I love the idea that some obsessive compulsive trait, but I've never thought of that.
Well,
he's dealing with it.
Yeah, I don't know. What
at
about
least he's
the
not
partner?
Farting.
Matthew?
No kidding.
Is where is she when you sneeze?
Usually laying down on the bed. I'm usually either getting ready to pull my pants down and get undressed, or we're in the middle of foreplay.
So just initial arousal.
But not during the intercourse.
No. She'd kick my ass if I
see. I see. All right.
Maybe he's allergic to
Enjoy.
Her nanny.
To something, or who knows what.
Are you allergic to her nanny?
I don't know. Well,
that's one theory. It's been floated.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy.
Is there anything that I can do to possibly get over it?
You put a Nixon mask on.
You could try to add
an extra layer of surrealism.
You could try an antihistamine like Claritin or Zyrtec, any of those. Beyond that, though, I'm not so sure.
All right.
I'd deal with a Nixon mask.
Yeah.
Heavy medication and a Nixon mask.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Linkin Park is our guest tonight, and we'll be back with Donald. He's married, hasn't had sex with his wife in a year. 22 years old.
Jesus.
We'll
sounds like a bad relationship.
Talk about that after this.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mike, Joe, and Chester are all here from Linkin Park. And when we left off, we were about to speak to Donald. Donald's 22. Married for how long?
2 years.
2 years. Hasn't had sex in a year?
Well, we haven't had sex since she got pregnant with our second kid.
I see. And you think she has some of that depression going on?
Well, like, I kind of know that she's definitely had a little postpartum going after the first one, and when she got pregnant with the second one, which we didn't plan on, but we're happy about it. We can afford it. I mean, we're not doing that bad off, and we definitely have the love in the house for it. But it's kind of when she got pregnant with the second one, it took us both by surprise. And she's just been kind of getting a little more and more depressed since we got pregnant with the second one.
And why? Why hasn't that been treated?
I don't know. We brought it up with her doctor, her OB, several times, and he's referred her to counselors and things like that. She's been doing some counseling for time management and anger management and stress management and stuff like that. And I've been doing some anger management counseling too, because we had some domestic problems that were going on and had a lot of DV calls and had a lot of my.
Sounds like a lot of love in that house.
Love,
yeah, a lot of love. Lots
sure.
of room for love in that house.
Stop showing up, joining in on the love. Wrestling you to the ground in a very loving way.
Exactly.
What makes you think that she would want to stay physically intimate with you after having had physical violence go down?
It wasn't on her. It was on me.
She
physically assaulted you.
Yeah, she bit me once, and then
why?
Why?
Try to get the knife out of his hand.
No. Actually, I don't. I go by the rule that I will not touch. I will not hurt my wife. I won't touch her.
But will you threaten her?
No, I don't. I don't threaten. This last time, I needed to go to work. She didn't want me to go to work. She took the car. She started to pull out of the parking space. I kicked inside the car, put a dent in it, and I got in trouble for it.
Yeah, so that would be an aggressive act. Okay.
That's really the only violence I've ever committed was that, and you know, I kind of learned the hard way that that's not appropriate.
Says who?
Through the counseling I've gone through, you know, I've learned that.
All right. Well, there's a lot more to be done here than just managing overt violence.
Whoa.
And it sounds like her postpartum depression needs to be taken very seriously.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't just be seeing time management people. She should be seeing a psychiatrist, and this thing should be managed thoroughly.
Yeah,
okay?
I tried mentioning to her doctor that about
no, Donald, no. You go in and you say, look, we need a referral, and that's it. Are you on an HMO or something?
No, we don't have. Our medical insurance is pretty crappy in this state. I mean,
well, you got to ask for a psychiatric referral and demand it, because she needs that. And
yeah.
This is not going to get better just with time management. And anger management will keep things sort of from erupting once again, but you need a lot more than that. You shouldn't be surprised that she doesn't want to have sex. There's been awful aggression here.
Well, really, there's also, you know, the doctor said that he doesn't really recommend it because of some of the physical problems she's been having lately.
Like what?
I'm not quite sure, because I don't understand a whole lot of what he's saying. He kind of talks over us. He doesn't really talk to us.
I can't think of a single medical or gynecologic obstetrical issue that would preclude a thorough psychiatric assessment. I can't think of one. There's just no such thing. So in fact, most medical issues intensify the need, makes it more complex. So you see to it that she gets the right care, okay?
Yep, thanks
all right.
A lot.
All right. Well, this started off like a decent call, and then
lots of love in the house.
I want to know what's going on with that time management counselor. Well, let's say I brought my list in of things to do. Beat husband with rolling pin.
Drive car into the neighbor's car.
Into swimming pool and or car. Hit husband with frying pan. Set house on fire. And it's not even noon yet. So, oh my God.
But you know how those calls are. The guys are always much more involved in this than you might expect.
Yeah, it started off as she popped out a kid, had a little depression, and they're trying to work it out. There's a lot of love in the house. They're financially secure, and then it sort of weaves into this tale about cops showing up,
not having insurance,
and oh boy. All right, yeah, guys do. Guys are very unrealistic when it comes to relationships. God bless us, Jasmine.
Yasmin. Yes.
I'm sorry. You're 20. What's up?
Well, I love all of you guys so much. Linkin Park, you're my favorite.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm sorry. This is hard for me. I found out that I was pregnant. And I've been with this guy for like 4 months. And then I told him, and he goes, I can't do anything about it. I'm like, what do you mean? And he said he was married.
And what does do anything about it mean? Do you expect him to get married to you at that point?
No, I meant he left me. He goes, oh, well.
I have to leave then. If you're pregnant, I'm leaving you?
Mm-hmm.
Then he had no idea he was married?
I didn't know he was married.
Could he be sort of BSing you because he freaked out about the fact that you're pregnant?
I kind of had a feeling he was.
Why?
He would just constantly you know, not be around me.
Did you ever go to his house?
He would never let me go to his house.
Oh, there you go.
And he drove a minivan with three car seats in it. Just didn't seem like the bachelor lifestyle.
No, and I'm supposed to be going into the Air Force for boot camp actually Thursday, and I don't know if they'll still let me in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now
I'm scared.
Now, how far along do you think you are?
I'm 3 months, I believe.
3 months.
And you just told the guy now?
Mm-hmm. I just found out.
And have you not spoken to him since?
I paged him, and he won't call me, or he won't even look at me. I went into his work, and he wouldn't even look at me.
Why did you wait 3 months to find out why you weren't having a period?
I don't know.
All right. Well, were you in love with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's bad. That's tough. I mean, I'm sorry you got hooked up with this a-hole.
He's a dick.
And I'm sorry there guys are that they're out there. Do you like this? You want to have the baby?
I don't believe in an abortion or anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about adoption?
But I thought about that.
Well, now wait a minute. Let's get realistic about your planning going forward here. You start boot camp on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're planning on having the baby.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
I don't know what to do.
You're not going to boot camp.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah,
if you're going to have the child, you are not going to boot camp. And if you've made that decision, you better start planning around that. And that's fine. And adoption is a wonderful option for you.
As long as they keep her out of the obstacle course, I don't see a problem.
And maybe boot camp is something you can delay or do perhaps later, but you are not going this week if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start making plans. And I think adoption, God bless you for thinking about that option. That's a terrific way to go.
Yeah, and how about... I bet the today's Army has experienced this more than once,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Air Force.
Today's Air Force. I bet they're hip to this. I bet there's some contingency plan. I bet if you told them your situation, they would postpone something blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You have no option. You've made your decision, and it's a solid one. And you're clear about it,
yeah.
So start making change around it.
By the way, it's how my dad got out of Vietnam.
He got pregnant?
Well, he said he was pregnant. I believed him at the time.
He always said your dad was a pussy.
Oh, how dare. True. He may be listening.
Mangina.
Yasmin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a recruiter you can talk to?
Yeah, I thought about talking to him, but I wasn't sure. That's why I called you.
I think you should be straight up with him.
It really should. And this guy, the guy you were hooked up with, is a total loser, a-hole. And you got to look at, honestly, look at yourself, search your soul, why you would ever get involved with somebody this unavailable and this much of an idiot.
Yeah,
and,
the whole thing was just lies. He told me everything.
Well, but you've got to learn from this, and you've got to really begin to look more honestly at your own feelings and who other people are.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have some real solid moral foundation for your beliefs, and you should act accordingly. Stay true to your integrity.
All right. So adoption, talk to the recruiter, postpone the Air Force, and it's all going to work out.
This will work out, yeah.
All right. Linkin Park's our guest tonight. We'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Cephas, who can only have sex if he masturbates first. And why bother, I say, but we'll get to the bottom of that after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Love Line. I screwed that one up. Yeah, I usually squeeze something good in there, but I just couldn't get it together. Mike, Joe, and Chester are all here from Linkin Park. We will hear something off Hybrid Theory, which is the name of their newest CD, in sometime in the next half hour or so. When we left off, we were going to speak to Cephas, I believe. He's 25 years old. Cephas?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, Cephas. Drew, I just want to say I appreciate you. Adam, you're a madman. And Linkin Park, you guys are dope.
Thank you very much.
This goes out to Drew more than anybody. I just got married 2 weeks ago. And up until that time, I abstained from masturbating and having sex.
For how long?
For a year. And I wanted to, you know, make it special when I married, you know, when I married this my wife right now.
Is she someone you'd had sex with previously?
No,
never.
I had not had sex with her previously. But the last girl that I had sex with, the same problem existed.
Huh.
I would try to have sex, and I cannot ejaculate, and so I can't come inside in a rubber or without one. They could be on the pill or what have I. The only way that I am able to come, I can't even with oral or.
Okay, well, Adam has a theory about this one.
Okay.
I do?
Yes.
Gay?
The used to it theory.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So did you masturbate excessively before you went cold jerky for that year?
No. I've had lots of sex partners, but I've been masturbating like since I'm probably the age of eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight. Okay. With results? Was something coming out of you at eight?
At the age of 11, I can remember when it didn't come out, but at the age of 11, I can remember the first time actually.
Wow.
Well, that kind of suggests that you were sort of inappropriately aroused potentially at a young age. Was there a lot of porn or something in your house?
No, not a lot of porn. I found a back massager in my parents' dresser. You know, it's just like a old Sears back massager. And I was like, yahoo! You know, I stuck it down my pants and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That is so good.
And I mean, I thought it was the next best thing to my mom's packed lunches, you know?
But, okay, so
you masturbated in those too?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So it was sort of...
My major problem is that my wife is feeling the results of this.
All right, now...
I wonder if that sort of... desensitize some of his developmental pathways, you know, if some of that arousal inappropriately with a mechanical device made him sort of desensitized in some way. That
I just think it's funny how long it takes a vibrating object to go from a guy holding it up and examining it to right on to the junk.
Even before he knows what the junk's all about.
8.3 seconds, I'd say, is the average. I know a guy whose first masturbatory experience was with a pad sander. You know those Finnish sanders, those vibrating sanders? Think about that.
Bloody stump.
Yeah.
That would certainly desensitize you.
Yeah. Took him a few years to work out the battery pack so he could get it into school. But,
holy crap.
Sivas, do you have sex with no difficulties and then finish yourself off at the end?
I can stay up and go like a madman for hours.
Right, and then...
She'll have multiple orgasms.
Right. I understand, but...
I just cannot.
Then you finish yourself off.
It's not like I have to, because I have, like, a butt fetish, too, so I have to look at her butt for me to even be able to...
Right, but...
Are you sure you're not gay?
He's gay.
I'm
absolutely positively a lesbian. I love women.
Yeah, but fetishizing.
Cephas, though, you do then finish yourself off at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no other way. I mean,
right. Okay.
Hold on, relax.
That's what I was stating an hour ago. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So then you stare at her ass and you finish yourself off.
Right, right.
Now, what position are you in when you're finishing yourself off?
Upside down, turn around, on the countertop, everywhere. I mean, we do everything.
When you finish.
When I finish?
Hold on a second. He has like an attention deficit disorder or something. Mm-hmm. He has some kind of screw loose kind of energy going on. Yeah. He can barely sort of stay with the conversation.
It may just be anxiety.
Cephas?
Yeah.
When you finish yourself off, after you're done doing your wife in every room of the house, what position are you in?
Usually on the bed, just on my back.
On your back, on the bed. With your legs out in front of you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now what if you assume that same position and she then got on top of you and turned around, good call, Drew, turned around so that you could see the TV set more. No, what were you going at? Oh, yeah, so you could see her ass.
Right.
Don't you think something may come out of you at that point?
Tried it.
Yeah?
I did try it and tried it. Numerous of times.
What if you got yourself going to right at the brink that she jumped on top?
Well, that's how she got pregnant. I mean, I got myself going.
Right.
And right before I was ready to, erupt.
Right.
She would jump on and finish.
Okay, now what if you do that same technique, but except for right before you're ready to erupt, you knock it back a few minutes?
Or
if vibrator is what sort of desensitizing, what about getting something like that back involved?
Yeah. How about putting that in your ass? What do you say?
maybe your wife could also, offer a hand in that at the end, too. That might help her feel like she's contributing to you.
In what way? Offer, like doing what?
Well,
what
if instead of you finishing yourself off, why don't you let your wife finish you off?
That's the thing. As soon as she touches me it won't work. It's like I have this position that I put my hand on it.
Right.
And it's like I can only ejaculate that way.
This is like
certain technique.
It's like a comfort zone, you know, I'm stuck there.
The real thing.
I know. All right. Here's what's going on.
Call me out here, dude.
No, I know what's going on. I mean, you've been doing this so often and
back
for so long, and your penis is used to this very specific sensation, and anything else feels sort of foreign. But a lot of it is emotional and psychological, and you have to sort of get over that hump, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
And I would say that if you worked on yourself a little bit, and instead of getting right to the brink, you got a few minutes away from the brink and got her on top, and you went, all you need is one of those to then sort of erase the stigma in your mind and be able to go forward from
this. And you
got
to find a way not to be so anxious about it. You're so anxious you can't even follow our conversation. You got to calm down about all this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just slow it down.
Yeah. Just relax. Do some Quaaludes or something, or
get on,
smoke some hash.
Get on some Ritalin. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you have been on. Yes.
No, I haven't.
No.
Has anyone suggested?
No SSRIs, like the serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
But Josie, kid, you weren't suggesting you'd be on Ritalin? Okay.
No.
All right. So it's just anxiety.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I counsel high school kids. I'm a counselor.
Wow.
Maybe that's the problem.
Really?
No.
Very well could be.
Jeez.
All right. 8 minutes with him, right?
I got the wrong guy. All right, Cephas.
Good luck, pal.
Hey, guys. That band, man. You guys rock, man. I'd never heard of you before, but good luck with your careers. I think you guys are going to make it.
Thanks, Cephas.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. And why don't you give them the Weezer's aphorism about this stuff?
Juice them up and go?
No.
What's the Weezer's aphorism? What do you mean?
But it's sex is good, but...
Oh, no. That's Snake's aphorism, which is sex is good, but it's not the real thing. And then he does the hand gesture, and we all laugh hysterically. It was funny when I was 19, at least. But I think he's got to get his wife involved. And I think he had the right plan there of her hopping on at the end. Now he ought to see if he can have her hop on a little bit sooner and a little bit sooner. And eventually, all his penis has to do is get used to it one time that way, and he'll be fine.
He needs some practice, right?
Right.
It's so fascinating to think, though. He fetishizes. Is there some psychological issue? I mean, was he hyper-aroused at a young age? Or was it merely that he got his hands on this instrument that desensitized him in some way at such a young age that the developmental pathways didn't even set up?
Right. I think it's probably all of the above.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
Okay, I've been on Depo-Provera for about 4.5 years, and so I haven't had a normal period for a long time. And I know that's how the body naturally cleanses out the vagina and everything, and so I'm wondering if there's a different way to, I guess, cleanse myself out.
No, there's no cleansing needed because you don't overgrow the endometrium.
What about seltzer?
Yeah, seltzer water will be good. But
no.
Right. So, Jessica, no, that's the way this thing is designed to be used.
Well, I've had a lot of bacterial vaginosis.
Okay.
And yeast infections, and so.
Well, there you go. Are you having sex a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's where that comes from.
But that doesn't have to do with her not sloughing off.
No. Nothing.
Okay. Well, it's not a bad thing.
Isn't there medication like you can that they can take to get rid of all that stuff?
The yeast infections?
Yeah, and the odor and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure she's been treated a number of times, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so it's something very simple to treat. The problem is you can pass it back and forth. Partners can give it to you. Any sort of disruption of that sensitive environment in the vagina can actually trigger off these kinds of infections.
Are some women just prone to this?
Yeah.
And can they change their diet or do anything differently?
Yeah, you know, I've had patients where you could never, you know, people thought it was, where they thought it was something coming from the colon or how they wiped. I mean, all kinds of theories, but most of the time, no matter what, you can't figure it out. These people have recurrence of these problems.
All right. Jessica?
Yes.
Good luck with the vagina.
But does it have to do
we're
with
all pulling
no,
for it.
Probably not.
With the Depo-Provera?
Probably not.
Oh.
And there is an estrogen combo with the Depo-Provera now. You could talk to your doctor about that. That might create some bleeding.
Yeah, you supersize that depo shot, then you get the side estrogen. All right.
An intense mood swings.
Yeah, I'll have the
the mood swings are
Thousand
actually,
Island and the estrogen.
That actually is a serious issue. The mood disturbances from Depo Provera can be really serious, and so you need to talk about that with your doctor. That to me is a reason potentially to stop it.
Philip?
Yes.
You're 32. What's up?
Well, I'm from the LA area, and my wife really likes the band. I want to tell you guys, your record's really definitely great. But you know, I took off work and I drove my wife up to a show in Phoenix where you guys played. And you know, we've been married a couple of years. She's younger than me, and you know, after the show we were hanging out, and she was kind of like talking to a few of the guys that work for the band, and you know, she wanted to go back and get an autograph and stuff. And you know, this big bald guy who works for
already them. This is BS.
We love you, Stefano.
Zuka.
Zuka. Renew it.
There you go.
That's our guitar player.
That's our boy.
What's his name?
Stefano. But we can call him Stephanie on the show.
Stephanie. Are you calling from North Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's God's country out there, isn't it?
He smokes the crane.
Beautiful.
I love you guys.
We love you too, man.
Peace out.
Thanks, Stefano. Hey, if you're a guitar tech, you get to get out there and like play some licks before the band hits the stage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought that'd be pretty cool. Sometimes if you play big enough venues, the crowd thinks it's the band. You know what I'm talking about?
Not with our crew.
Oh, I see, yeah.
No, trust me, not with our crew.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
You're 15.
I'm 17.
You're 17. What's up?
Like, a little while ago, I've been with my boyfriend for, like, a couple of months now, and he asked me to shave my pubic hair a little while ago, like a couple weeks ago, and I'm not, like, really hairy or really bushy or anything. He just, I don't know, he thought that it would be like kind of sexy, I guess. And so I did last like a couple days ago, and I was fine because I wasn't wearing underwear for a little while, because a few days I thought it would, like, I don't know, give it some time to, I don't know, so I wouldn't irritate the skin or whatever.
Did you shave it clean?
No, just like, I don't know, a little make it a little less, I don't know. Yeah.
Wow, you really have a gift for words there. I don't know, just
Gabby.
Less.
Gabby Sherrill, they call her.
Was it like, you know, quarter inch long, the hair,
inch? No, I mean, he just like shaved it like small, like.
He shaved it?
No, he didn't, he wanted me to shave it like smaller so that like it's cuter. I don't know.
You just kind of wanted to mow the lawn.
On the sides, you mean?
Yeah, like on the sides and on the top and stuff, just make it a little, like in porn they always have these little triangles, I don't know.
Right.
So
it's easy for you to talk about, isn't it, Cheryl?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, so you did that.
Yeah, and as soon as I started wearing underwear again, like, it really irritated the skin, and now I have these, like, red bumps, and if they, like, itch.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody tell us about some cream that worked really well for that? What was that?
So I don't get it.
Who told us about that?
I was talking about it with one of our guests
who
used it.
Something that had changed the canister or something you guys described?
Yeah, they have stuff for that. You know, you can go to the beauty supply store and get that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's called the vag goo.
No, what was that?
It wouldn't be a bad name for something. I'd buy a can of that.
It's oof.
No, I know what the stuff is called, and I can't remember the name of it. But the point is if you go to like a beauty supply store and tell them you want to get some cream or some salve or something for bikini waxing or bikini, you know, bikini area, they'll give you something.
Tenskin?
Okay. Tenskin is the name of the stuff.
Tenskin.
Well, how fast will it go away though?
Couple of months.
Tenskin. Listen, no. Tenskin, and if it's a folliculitis, sometimes it can actually really be a genuine infection.
What?
It's infection of the hair follicle, basically. Irritation of the hair follicle.
Okay.
And Adam swears by this Tenskin.
Yeah. I think you put a little Oxy 5 or 10 on there. Yeah, absolutely.
He uses that as neck, and that's why he swears it's good for the pubic area.
Well, why not? It's the same thing. Right, well, hold on a second. You shave you shave the hair.
It's different skin up there. A lot different.
You're saying you're trying to tell me that the skin on my neck is not exactly the same as a woman's vagina?
That's what I'm saying.
How it's dare you?
It's very close.
Dare you humiliate
it
me?
It looks
in front of the
same. It looks the
no,
same.
No, it's the same theory, though. It's
same
the same
theory.
Stuff, which is you shave these hairs. These hairs are thick, coarse hairs. Yeah. For me, it's not a different hair. I have pubic hair on my neck.
Very attractive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
This is why black men get that shaving rash, get those bumps
on
their Adam's apple.
There's a cream that's out now, Vanica. That will actually make the hair. It dissolves. It's an enzyme that dissolves the production of the hair. So
right.
The hair won't come out. Even for people that shave, they can shave like every 2 weeks.
So, but it's too late for that.
No. For her, yeah.
Yes.
But for you,
for me, there's
we got to get
hope.
That Vanica. Yeah.
What do you mean, we?
I got to.
Can
get
you get
Vanica.
That?
Yeah.
Is it prescription?
Yeah, it's going to be a huge deal. It's for women. It's primarily originally it was for women with that sort of Sam I Am hair on their face, that light.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't go away with laser.
No.
So it was to take care of that, but they're now realizing they can use it on other body areas of the body. Men can use it. They have irritating shaving.
Give me a nice 50-gallon drum of that and a couple of tongue depressors so I can apply it.
Sure.
But go to the beauty supply store and get this stuff. There's a whole section of razor bump stuff that's for the bikini area, and use that stuff.
And in the meantime, let's listen to a song.
Oh, okay. This is little something from Linkin Park, and this one is called Crawling.
Yeah.
And a little, hey, Drew, over here with the show. Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. Linkin Park is the name of the band.
We'd like to thank the live audience for showing up and applauding for the song afterwards. That was nice.
That's yeah. Nice. We're glad to have him back. We're missing him for a couple of days. Drew?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there like you got something to say?
No, I was in the middle of a conversation with Ann. I want to pick it back up again.
I see.
It's time for break.
All right. Well, why don't you put your headphones on and act like you're doing a show, and then we'll go to break, and you can finish up.
Oh, now can take them off again?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Thanks. We'll be back.
Good. Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Linkin Park is our guest tonight. Mike, Joe, and Chester are all here from the band. Yeah. Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. And let's hop back to the phones and talk to Chris. Chris is 19. Chris?
How's it going, man?
Good.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on there?
Okay. I have a girlfriend. Okay. She's also 19. And we have a 15-month-old son. Okay. Problem is when she was younger, she kind of sort of had a molestation scare. It was a family member that kind of sort of acted on an impulse and just kind of sort of like freaked her out when she was in like kindergarten.
What did he do?
I guess they were just like walking and he pulled her into like some bushes and jumped on top of her and started kissing her. And then he realized what he did and got off and that was it. Okay.
How much older? How old was she?
Six.
I think
six?
She was in like kindergarten.
And how old was he?
Probably about 3 or 4 years older.
9.
Somewhere about there.
All right.
Yeah, that's not it. Whatever's going on now, that's not what it's from.
Well, how do you know? Maybe nothing's going on now.
Oh, okay.
Wise, wise. Could have been calling just to say everything was A-okay.
About when she was a freshman in high school, okay, she was raped. I believe that she was with some friends or whatever, and she got high, and he started hitting on her, and then she passed out and woke up, and he was on top of her, and she went and passed out again. Okay.
Okay.
I believe a couple months later, she got raped again.
Okay.
Okay. She never told anybody. Me and her started going out our sophomore year. And she's the only person, I'm the only person she's ever told about that.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
What's your question exactly?
So, she got raped after you started going out or before?
Before.
Twice before.
Okay.
Twice before. Okay.
And we also separated for a month and she got raped then too.
All right. There's more here than even you know, I suspect. But go ahead. What's the question?
Okay. The question is since we have a son, she needs to address this. Okay.
Yes.
She's gone to a therapist before, and she really liked him and everything, but she never told him about that. Okay. I'm the only person she's ever told about that.
How long did she go to therapy for?
6 months.
Can she get back with that person?
Nope.
Okay, how about...
Well, they left because...
He raped her, so they're not talking.
Yeah, exactly.
How about a female therapist? That would probably be better for her.
I'm not sure if she really doesn't really want to go to a therapist.
Well,
She doesn't talk about it, you know.
Well, what's her family like?
Screwed up.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Shocking, this is somebody who comes from a bad family. If she's getting raped, you know, repeatedly, and she's, you know, not even 20 yet.
I mean, it's not the same person that's doing it, but...
We understand that, but this is not just about rape. This is a much more global issue of her psychiatric health.
Yeah.
And that needs to be dealt with. Rape counseling is a great idea, and going to a rape group, a women's group, would be helpful, but it will not be the whole story.
Okay.
She needs to get back to that therapist or find another one and get going.
Now, don't you agree, that she should go to a woman... It might help her open up.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got a lot of issues with guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Chris?
Yeah.
You need to tell her as a mother now, and I'm sure her mother made a few mistakes with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you need to tell her, listen, you don't want to make the same mistakes your mother made.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if we ever scratch beneath the surface of her mother's history, we'd find a lot of rape and abuse in there, too. I'm almost positive of it.
Not a biological mom.
Well, okay. make my argument for
you. I gotcha.
All right, Chris. Your instincts are good. And, you know, don't make it all her work. Say we, and then go, I made an appointment for you. That's what I do.
I mean, I try to help her out as much as I can. I mean, her mom won't pay for it. You know, she says if anybody needs therapy, her mom does. And
well, that's true.
I offered to pay for everything, you know, but she says the insurance won't cover it and this and that.
Well, if you're offering to pay for everything, what the hell difference is the insurance make?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Your instincts are good, but you do have your hands full here.
Yeah.
And she's got to get going with this because she will screw that kid up.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, these guys, it's really like a 19-year-old guy with the 15-month baby and this chick who came from basically a Cuisinart is really like, he might as well just be at the helm of a battleship going into battle. You know what I mean? I mean, it just used a transporter from Star Trek to land him at the helm of a battleship during a full-fledged kamikaze attack. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a bad guy, may have a few decent instincts, but it just lost.
Yeah, he's got his plate full.
Right.
Sure.
She's got to get into some therapy. All right. JR.
Hi.
Hey, you're 14. What's up?
I have a question for the Vanling Park. You guys are the best.
Thanks.
And, I want to know where you guys came up with the name Linkin Park. Like, where did you guys get it from?
I wanted to know that, too.
Actually, we were in need of a new name, so there's a park in Santa Monica, and it was one of those things I just kind of read it and said, you know, that'd be a cool name for a band. Put it on my list.
But you need to backtrack, because we used to be called, the name of our album's Hybrid Theory, we used to be called Hybrid Theory, and that name is a little bit, like, confining. Like, if you're called Hybrid Theory, you've got to play a certain type of music. People are expecting you to play, like, this rap, rock type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And with a name like Linkin Park, you kind of have a little more, like, room to move, you know?
Right.
And that's what we liked about it. A lot more vibe, a little less, like, specific. And we could play around with it a little more and let the music define the name.
Oh, that's cool. And do you guys remember the K-Rock concert, the free one at Best Buy?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I was there, and I was wondering if you guys remember me. Chester and Mike. Mike, I gave you a bracelet, and I want you to wear my glasses.
What did it look like, dude?
What I look like?
What did the bracelet look like?
The... Huh?
The one you gave him.
It was like a metal one, just like a little ball bracelet. And I asked you to wear my glasses, and you said, like, no, I can't swing with that ball.
Yeah.
And then Chester, when I was coming out of the parking lot, I saw on the CD you had bleached hair, so I didn't notice you, like, at the concert, you know?
Right.
Because you had different hair. And you're coming out, and I said, nice pants. And your girlfriend, I guess, maybe, said, thanks. I'm like, well, not you, him. Because they're both wearing red dickies.
All right. Hey,
I was like, oh, yeah.
JR?
Yeah.
Slow down, pal.
And then you went home, and you had some Yoo-Hoo. And your mom made you a cheese sandwich with some Miracle Whip. And what was on TV? All right, Jeff. All right, buddy.
Thanks.
They love you.
I love her.
Thanks, dude.
Take care, man.
All right, bye.
All right. Boy, talk about the retracing. Footsteps.
It's a very memorable day, I guess.
Yeah.
He knew every
well,
second of it.
That's a fan. And Lincoln Park in Santa Monica, that's on Lincoln, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where that park is.
It's the one with all the homeless people in it.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Just look for the nice neighborhood with the crack dealers in the park. That's the one.
Right. Yeah. What's the cross street? Lincoln and...
I'm not even sure because...
Washington, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know my own home address.
That's
not there often enough to know it.
Exactly.
Kim?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering, okay, how are you guys tonight?
Great.
We're doing great.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I have a problem. My friends are telling me that I have a split personality.
And what do they mean by that?
Oh,
like, given that at 15, I'm sure they have extensive training.
Well, It's adults, too. They're telling me that I have a split personality, and, like, I'll be different around one group of people than I would be with a different group of people.
Are they saying this, like, for real? Is it joking? Or are they for
real? No, they're
serious.
They're being serious. They're, like, worried about me.
Describe to me specific... Hello?
Yeah. Oh,
she's talking to herself.
Okay.
Their personalities on...
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Describe to me specifically how you act in one group as opposed to the other.
Like, in one group, they say I'm, like, really depressed all the time and I won't talk and I'm just totally oblivious to everything. And then in the other group, I'm just, like, myself, I'm hyper and happy. And
when you are in either of these states, are you aware of your surroundings? You know who you are? You're not sort
of... No, not at all. Yeah.
Who are you talking to there, Kim?
My dad.
Oh. Yeah? So, let's talk to him.
No.
Put him on. Seriously.
No.
Well, you don't know where you are, so... Who are we talking to now?
Sorry.
Are we talking to the hyper-manic one, or are we talking to the depressed, morose one?
I'm myself right now.
Oh, yourself. Well, which one's yourself?
The hyper one.
And when you're not yourself, are you aware of things?
No.
You're out of it.
Yeah.
All right, well,
so when you're the depressed one, you're out of it, right?
You may dissociate a little bit, or you may just have a severe depression that may make you feel kind of out of it.
Yeah.
Were you badly abused when you were a child?
No, not at all.
Because that's what creates split personality.
And are these different types of groups of people, are these like different groups of family, or are they your friends?
Do you
act depressed around your friends, and then, or you act happy around your friends, and when you're with your family, you're sad, or is it opposite?
It's opposite. It's like... It could be any, like, different group, though. It could switch.
Are you otherwise okay? Any other symptoms?
No. It's just I'm not aware of how I'm feeling.
All right. It just seems to me that this is a sudden...
All right. Listen, I'm deeming this a non-problem.
Well, I'm deeming it a problem.
You are?
I suggest she get worked up medically to make sure there's not something unusual neurologically going on with her, because she seems confused about these symptoms. She's not aware of them. She has no insight into them. And yet other people are aware and concerned.
I don't know. It didn't sound like much ado about nothing. Kim?
Yeah?
Are people around you worried about this?
Yeah, they're like totally being serious.
Okay, your parents are?
Yeah.
Okay, have they taken you in to be evaluated?
No.
Why? Then how serious do they think it is?
They just think that... that I'm not myself around. I don't know. They just tell me all the time and that I should stop.
Oh, that's them now. Well, listen, tell your dad or your mom that you want to go in and be evaluated.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Yeah, get it checked out. Maybe it's just normal behavior for you. Maybe you're a little bit depressed, but you're 15, so that's not so uncommon to have significant personality.
Keep your parents out of your room.
Yeah.
Did your parents barge in on you when you're 15?
Not when I was on the phone. Not like that, like every 3 minutes.
Yeah. My dad was, I think, scared to death he was going to catch me whacking off, so he didn't come in the room. From, like, 13 to the time I moved out, he never came in. He just talked through the door. I had a slot put in the door that slid the food under there. You know, I got 1 hour of recreation every day out in the yard, picking fights with other gang members.
You crapped in a popcorn can. I wouldn't go in that room either.
I'm glad you brought that up, Drew.
Yeah.
I really am.
I thought the band would enjoy that.
I didn't have a bathroom, and I got locked out of the house. And I was living out in the garage, and I had a nice decorative popcorn tin that...
It worked.
Uncle Vince and Aunt Pat sent me. And
did you put cat litter in there or anything?
No, I'd finished the popcorn, though. And had
That's good.
The dignity to do that. And it was a nice 5-gallon decorative tin, and it had a snap lid on it. I was locked out of the house. What was I supposed to do?
Crap in the can.
Crap in the can. That's right.
They don't call it the can for nothing.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, what do you think? Just cramp on the bed and just take my paws and try to cover it up with the comforter?
Take a break, huh? Take a break.
All right, we'll do that. Hey, Ashley?
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
All right. Whatever problem you have, you'll still have it in about 4 minutes, right?
Yep.
Probably be worse, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's hope so. Well, hold on. All right, Linkin Park is our guest tonight. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back.
Back in a minute.
So funny.
Come on. Hip. Love Line. Always surprised when the show starts. Linkin Park is our guest tonight. Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. And Drew's back. Took himself a nice leak over there, right?
I had a little brainstorming with Ann about who those bands were we were talking about.
Right. Got some answers to some questions that didn't matter.
Yeah. It would drive me crazy.
That'll be on your tombstone. Ashley?
Yeah?
All right, so you're 15.
Yeah.
You've had sex 14 times.
Yeah.
And you still don't enjoy it.
No, it like doesn't feel good or anything.
To me, this sort of goes to the eternal mystery of why a 15-year-old female would have sex. Because it doesn't feel good to most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the part that feels good is that somebody really wants to have sex with you.
Yes. You know what I mean? You're sort of gratifying someone else, and you feel the intimacy and closeness, but she's probably not even getting that.
Yeah, when is it, like, supposed to start feeling good?
usually by number 17 or 18.
No.
Like, I mean, I've gotten, like, eaten out before and stuff, and that feels, like, really good.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right. Is that your dog, or is that a guy, or...?
Guy.
A guy.
Same guy?
Yeah.
With all this.
Number the guy who did the 14 on you?
Yep.
Are you really into this guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so how old is he?
He's 16.
All right.
Start to focus on the stuff. Tell him to do the stuff that does feel good to you.
What?
Focus on the things that feel good instead of...
Right.
Instead of letting himself kind of use you.
All right.
No. I want to.
Well, right. I understand that, but, you know... Try to get some satisfaction out of it, too.
What are you guys using for birth control?
Oh, no, we just use condoms.
I see. All right, just be careful. Would you
remember that morning after pill if the condom breaks?
Yeah.
And this is your boyfriend, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll work it out.
All right. Thanks.
All right, good times.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what percentage of women... I would like to see some graph.
Yeah.
And what percentage of women enjoy sex... Age
15
to 18, yeah. And then 18 to 21, and 21 to 24, and so on and so on and so on. But you would just see it just going right up. Just right
it
up.
It would start from a very low level.
Yeah.
Very low levels of satisfaction.
Yeah, there are women who are 15 who enjoy sex, but it's not most of them. And it's not even close to half of them. Now, there are women who enjoy the intimacy, the contact, and the pleasing, and all that kind of stuff. But just actual enjoying the sex, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder I couldn't get laid in high school. Nobody liked it. And the ones that did like it weren't going to do it with me.
There you go.
I found that out. So it was bad times is what it was. But Jesus Christ, when women get into their 30s, look out. Look out. They call the show, they're having orgasms on the, you know, they went to the gym, they got on some treadmill, and they, bow, five orgasms.
Bow.
That's great.
Bow. Yeah, it's just, you got that to look forward to, except for you don't really want to nail them as bad. That's the sad, sad irony. It's the 17-year-old, that nubile 17-year-old who doesn't like sex, that's the one you want. Right, Drew? That's right. Leanne?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, about a week ago, me and my boyfriend were having anal intercourse. And
see what I'm talking about? Frigid at 19.
And he made me bleed, and I had to go to the emergency room because I was feeling lightheaded, and I was bleeding for about 8 hours.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
In stereo.
Yeah.
And
I would love to inflict that kind of damage. just once in my life. Send a woman to... Imagine how much high-fiving... Where's Leanne? She's on IV drip. She's in the... They don't know if she's going to make it, quite frankly. What happened? Nailed her from behind. Ooh, nice. Ooh. All right, so into the hospital. Is he really big?
Well, yeah.
Nice. So what they do? What was it that had happened to you? A tear?
Oh yeah, they did the scope and they found tears.
Nice. Okay. This is why when people talk about anal sex, they go, oh, what's the big deal? Sexually transmitted diseases. This is not that uncommon a thing to have tears and hemorrhoids and whatnot, and it can be serious if the bleeding really gets going.
Yeah, well, see, like, he told me it was going to go away, and he gave me some painkillers for it.
I mean, you know...
Hold on. The doctor or your boyfriend?
The doctor.
Adam, think about it. I mean, you know, this country is very concerned about health care expense.
Right.
I'd like to see a comparison between dollars spent on this kind of outcome as opposed to, say, secondhand smoke.
Right.
I'm sure there are more dollars spent actually on this.
Oh, absolutely. More people have been killed rectally than through secondhand smoke. I'm sure of it. I'm going to conduct a study, an informal study held in my basement, but it'll be a study nonetheless. Leanne?
Yeah.
All right, so how long ago was this?
This was about a week ago.
You okay now?
No, I'm still having complications.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Well, I'm still bleeding, and, like, the doctor told me I was going to probably not have control of my muscles down there.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Forever or just for the time being?
Well, he said it could be permanent.
Wow. That is awful. And what can happen is you can get scarring and things that can be a big mess.
Leanne, if people contacted you about doing a PSA for like some late night FM radio, perhaps this show,
no,
I mean, I could just see a nice testimonial. You and using a walker trying to get around. you know what I mean? Pictures of you playing softball in the younger years, enjoying life, enjoying outdoor life. Now, you know, chain smoking on a specially constructed chair. Leanne, I am sure your ass will bounce back.
Yeah, but
it can
stricture. It can be a big mess.
All right. And and it's something you got to look after.
Yeah.
But we've all learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
There's a story in the Bible about this, isn't there, Drew?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. You tell Gomorrah to take it easy on
her. She wants to give her a little break here. She wants to talk to the band.
Can I ask Park something?
Sure.
I just want to know, like, when they're going to be coming to California, like, for concerts.
Fresno, specifically.
Fresno area.
We'll be in San Bernardino on February 3rd for the Dragon Festival.
Dragon Festival?
Yeah.
And how far from Sacramento are you?
Sacramento, probably about 2 or 3 hours.
Ooh. You're going to be in Sacramento?
Yeah, we're going to be in Sacramento. Like we said earlier, all the dates are on their website, though. So
on the website?
You can figure out what the closest thing is there.
What's the website?
LincolnPark.com, LinkinKin. PARK.
We might be doing the next Acoustic Christmas, too, so look out for that.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, they should be announcing the list of bands for the next
soon.
Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Could you just... I don't know, I was just thinking when she started talking about the doctor saying she may never be right, and there's still continuous bleeding and so on. I picture her dying from this. And, like, someone talking to her father, like, 8 months. How's Leanne doing? She passed away. What happened? Moped accident. Tragic. Very tragic.
Yeah, how do you explain that one?
Yeah, I mean, no. There'd be some quick spin put on that one with the family, wouldn't there be, Drew?
Yeah, just to keep their own sanity.
Right. All right. Let's talk to...
Hell with the public image.
Annette, you're 17. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say at Linkin Park, you guys are amazing. And recently, like last week, my friend, she's actually one of my closest friends, she just told me that she was lesbian. Like, she sort of tipped me off before by saying how she thought all these girls were so hot, but, like, I kind of brushed it off because, like, a lot of girls say that. But,
How old is she?
She's 17, too.
And she's decided she's just lesbian.
Yeah, like, I don't know where this came from. And I want to be supportive, but, like, I really don't know how to react to her, like...
Well, she told you... Do you think she told you for a reason?
Like she's attracted to you?
I hope not, but...
Well, she may be.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
That's probably why she told you.
But, I'm, like, comfortable with gay people. Like, my mom's boss is gay, and, like, she's so cool. And, like, I have a couple, like, bisexual friends, but, like, it's just that she's such a good friend of mine that... It just, like, she knows so much about me that it kind of freaks me out.
All right, but listen, your mom's boss over at the Big Five is gay, right? and you have bi friends, and, I mean, who could be better prepared for this than you?
Yeah, it's just another one. And I understand that boundaries are an issue when you feel that close to someone, but you have to maintain them. And it shouldn't change how you feel about your friend.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, you will adapt.
Really?
But keep in mind, and I don't want to freak you out or cause any unnecessary alarm, but the fact that she told her means that there may be a little attraction there.
Or this is her very best friend and she needed to talk to someone.
Who else trusted
Annette. Yeah.
Who else would she tell?
Yeah.
She didn't tell anyone, and like it's been like a week and a half, I think, and like I haven't been like distancing her on purpose, but subconsciously, like, I just don't know what to say to her.
Well, why don't you begin talking to her about how you're feeling and help her struggle with you?
Okay.
That it just you know, you're having some funny feelings about it, you want to hang in, you want to be supportive, and you're talking about it just to sort of get through it.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I just say something, Linkin Park?
Yeah.
My friend Tristan and I, we wanted to go to the Dragon Festival, but we live in Calabasas, and so far...
Well, they'll send a shuttle over.
helicopter, I believe.
Yeah, we'll send a Learjet. We'll pick you guys up.
Are you guys going to do any local shows?
Yeah, we're doing Calabasas High the week after.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Nick. Good luck.
Bye.
Have fun. Don't get drunk with her.
I won't.
All right. Believe me. There's some wine coolers and talk about my new lifestyle. All right, Linkin Park is here. We'll take a little break. We'll be back. All righty. Well, there you have it. Another swell show.
Swell.
That was very painless.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah.
We knew we liked these guys.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We started in with a nice, healthy dose of ass-kissing right at the top and won the band over. And we're thick as thieves after that. Hybrid Theory is the name of the CD. Go out and get it if you haven't already, Linkin Park. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Absolutely.
Continued success and come back anytime at all.
Thank you.
So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.